Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and you are listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Ho, ho, ho,
you might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 17th of July, 2012. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Taylor Fine Armors, the Destroyer of Dragons, the Scourge of Sky Shrine, the reason we have immature audience warning at the top of the show, hello, Grand Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel. That's OGR. On the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing good. It's kind of hot, but we're doing all right.
Yeah, it's been a little hot all over the country, really. We're just now getting it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the worst drought. They're almost relating it to the Dust Bowl type drought.
Really? I have not heard that.
I mean, you know, people are having to sell their cattle off because their corn's not they're not getting, the corn's dying, and that's the corn that they use to help feed the animals.
You're talking like around here?
No, all over the country.
Well, I was going to say, around here, for God's sakes, we just had a month of rain.
I know, but so I was listening to it, and, you know, these farmers, they grow a lot of their own feed, but they still have to buy extra.
Right.
Well, and they're going to be looking at having to buy, you know, more than half of what they usually do, and it's just not available. So they're having to sell off their animals ahead of time.
Well, as a representative of the great state of Washington, I apologize for taking all the rain.
No, it's bad. It's really bad.
Hmm.
We have it lucky right now. It doesn't take long for Washington to dry out.
No, we do have a dry season, and it's just pretty much nothing but rain and overcast, and then we kind of dry up for a while. Surprisingly, we did not flood this year, though.
Yeah, we came close.
Yeah, the river was a little high, but no news crews out in the backfield this year.
No, we don't get touched. It comes all around us. We end up with waterfront property.
Yeah.
Which is okay. It comes up, and then it goes back down.
Oceanfront property in Arlington. All right. I have to apologize for the background music here. I'm playing it because I'm inspired. Because
what are you playing? I can't hear it.
Oh, hold on a second.
Well, what is it?
I'm looking to be all I can do.
That's the theme song from Dead Like Me?
Yep, that's the background music from Dead Like Me, and the Chiller Network has just picked up Dead Like Me. They've started their marathon tonight. So if you liked the old series, the Chiller Network is now playing it. It's on right now, actually. I've had to stop watching it because we had to start the show.
Yeah, but we watched it all the way through.
I know. I liked it, though. So what? I mean, we watched the Rocky Horror Picture Show 100 times. We still watch it again.
I'm sad there wasn't any more of them. And I don't like it how it ended either.
No, the finale sucked.
And speaking of endings, they ended Eureka.
Yeah, we watched the last episode of Eureka tonight.
And it did not cycle back to the beginning.
I told you that it was going to end the way it started, and that's exactly what happened.
Sort of. No, that is not what you said. They're going to go back in time like nothing happened.
As they left the town, they saw themselves entering the town.
Yeah, so?
Cycled back. I win.
That does not mean they'll have to, when they go back.
Yeah, what?
Yes, there's spoilers. We spoiled it already.
Yep, sorry. For those of you who didn't see it, well, it happened like a couple days ago, so don't blame me. Or yesterday or something. It's already, it's already all over the internet. Not my fault. But I'm not telling you anything else that happened.
I miss Eureka.
You cried. What was up with that?
I don't know, because I really liked the characters. I liked the fact that Eureka was in Oregon, like right down the road from us, more or less, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cool, you know?
Well, you know, it's it just another show that's fallen under Sci-Fi's management.
Yeah,
as soon as they get a successful series, they have to cancel it.
I know.
It's like they can't handle success. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, we got something that works. Throw it away.
They've got Lost Girl now, which they're pushing, and then of course they're going to continue on with Warehouse 13,
which ended
in a cliffhanger.
Warehouse 13 is, I don't know.
You don't like it because H.G. Wells was a woman. That's why.
That's
you
not
didn't
the
like
only
it.
Reason. It's like, okay, not everything that's ever been written actually happened. And that's what this thing... It's like, okay, let's see, what kind of obscure book can we find here? Oh, a bell from a sunken ship. Oh, it caused the sinking. That's what happened. And, for fuck's sake. Really? Alphas? I have not seen Alphas since the... MI from Freeport brings us up. Alphas, I have not seen since, like, the first couple of episodes. Because
that's the other one. That's a brand new that they're pouring money into,
right. See,
and I don't watch it.
You know what? They drastically changed the whole theme of the thing. The thing is, they weren't supposed to be, you know, supernatural or mutants or anything like that. They were just supposed to be, like, if someone was a sharpshooter, they were able to do, like, fucking trick shots through vent work. And stuff like that, you know what I mean?
But and what was the other
but
show?
Now they turned
Heroes?
It into, yeah, Heroes has been gone for a long time.
I know,
but
that's
that was
what
NBC.
They're trying to make it into.
Right, now everyone has a superpower. It wasn't supposed to be about superpowers. It was supposed to be like, okay, this guy is a friggin' sprinter from Kenya, but he can run like 40 miles an hour. This guy, you know, sharpshooter, can make bank shots and ductwork. This guy over here has super hearing. You know, it was supposed to be that kind of thing. It wasn't supposed to be, oh, I have superpowers now. Oh, God, come on, really? Anyway. And, of course, for those of you who have been living under a rock, DirecTV dropped Viacom, or they can't come to some kind of conclusion on their contract. So now I can't watch Tosh.0.
Well,
thanks.
He seems to be making jokes about rape, and people aren't liking that. So he's been getting himself in trouble.
No, he did that on his comedy tour, not on the show.
No, it was one of his tweets.
No, he did that on stage, hon.
It was one of his tweets.
All right, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, man.
Why don't we get to the good part of the show?
Well, I suppose. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him?
Well, we have a guest tonight.
Yay!
there is a really great group of people headed by Suleiman, and the group is called Open Rating Channel or Open Rating
Alliance.
Open Rating Alliance. I'll get it right eventually. And we've got him on the show, so I'd like to introduce Suleiman.
Suleiman. Hello.
Suleiman.
Oh, we ready?
Yes, okay. Hon.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
Hi.
So, anyway, Suleiman, let's see.
You just call him Saruman?
Well, yeah.
Sully's just fine.
All right.
Sully. How many characters do you have now? I know you have Suleiman, and then you've got Niyad and a few others, but how many do you have now?
I myself have 8. I have 7 level 92s and a baby Troog I'm bringing up.
Wow. What classes do you
have? Two mages, two healers, and two tanks.
That's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah, it is. A lot of babies.
Now, you and your wife both play. How did that happen? Did you drag her in? Did she drag you in? Did you both drag each other in?
Well, it's kind of funny. I saw EverQuest when it first came out and wanted to play it, but never had an opportunity to. I was raising family and all that, and so I never got a chance to. EverQuest 2 came out, and I finally saw it at a computer store, you know, one of those trial discs for $10, and I purchased it, and then I had to wait 3 months till I could afford a computer that could run it, and because of course it's, you know, it's graphics.
It is a bit of a graphic
intensive. So so I got that, and then of course once I got started on it, it is EverQuest, it's EverCrack, it's real easy to get into it and stay into it, and so I was spending a lot of time into it. And after 2 or 3 months, luckily I was able to convince my wife that it was a lot of fun and she should join with me. So we got her a copy, and she was off doing her work and her pleasure on computers already. So we had 2 computers in the house. And her first character's name was Game Widow.
And nice.
Yeah, and but we started playing, and I made my second character when she started, so we could start off together, and she was a warden, and I was I played a paladin was my first character. It's a real general class that's good to start with, and so I made a guardian, so I could use her healings, and we started from there. She's pretty much stuck. She has her share of characters also, but she's stuck with that warden mostly through these 6 years, and but I've branched out a little bit into different classes, and anyway, we have a great time. We play together all the time.
Yeah, I noticed that. Not many, you know, couples. I mean, you guys actually raid together, and you've grouped together too. Jethel and I both play, but we don't group that often. I guess
I don't know why. Only because you've killed me over 100 times in the last 7 years.
Sorry.
Especially when she advances beyond me. You know, she plays a lot more often than I do, and I like to roleplay more than I like to hunt. So she gets to, like, you know, 90, and I'm, like, level 70, and she's like, oh, let's group up, and we'll get your levels going. All right. So we group up, and she goes, oh, let's go over here. Dead. Oh, yeah, I forgot you're level 70.
Well, she forgot the memo where it's the ranger that's supposed to die, not everybody else.
Well, we're both rangers.
Yeah,
right. So you guys have been playing since EQ, or you started in EQ2?
EQ2, that's actually the only game I've ever really played, except for I did go off and play Rift for those 2 months when we had our unpleasantness last summer.
Oh, yeah, but, so did we, yeah.
And I think everybody did.
Yeah, as soon as the game came back up, I within a week I canceled my account over there, so...
Yeah,
Yeah, that's the only game I've ever played.
What about your wife? Has she played any other games?
Nope. We there's just so much content. You know, I've been doing this for 6 years with seven characters, and there's still things that I'm finding with this Truve that I have a 22 level Truve, and I'm still finding things that I hadn't seen before. So
running into quests you had never done.
Right. I think it's important to do all the preliminary basic quests to learn how to play your character. So
what is it about EQ2 that draws you to it, and what keeps you playing it?
There is so much there's so much content you can.
It's the Dark Elf Chicks. It's got to be the Dark Elf Chicks, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're real curvy. They got boobs. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. actually, there's just so much content. There's you can role play like Jethel spoke of. I'm not very good at it at all, so I don't do that. But I don't mind watching it now and again. But,
that's what a lot of people say, that they can't role play, but you give them a chance and they can role play just fine.
I have friends that a very dear friend online who plays and is excellent at it, and she enjoys the hell out of it. But you know, it's just not my thing. But you can do that. Craft. The same person's a huge crafter who has multiple crafters in each class, and you know, that's, to me, is just overkill, but she loves it. And so, you know, but for me, I like killing things and grouping with people, and you know, plus the friendships. I love the friendships that I've made, you know. So
that's really the thing that keeps me and Liz here. You know, we've been tempted by other games and stuff, but you know, it's really the community and the people that we play with that keep us here. You know, you can, you know, for a while there, everyone was, oh, World of Warcraft is everything, blah, 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 World of Warcraft. But you know what? The community sucks. They're all a bunch of whiny babies, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, in any kind of, it's like going to a cocktail party. You know, in any given situation, you'll find jerks and you'll find real jewels. And some of the people that I've met here that I've known for several years are just jewels. And, So it keeps me coming back.
Wow. Speaking about coming back, it looks like Farrell is back. My old
really?
Yeah, my old roommate Taryn just
really?
just poked me. Yeah.
He comes and goes. Didn't he go off to Rift for a while or something?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody anyway. Comes back to EverQuest too.
You'll come back.
There you go. So. Sally, how would you describe your playing habits? Would you describe yourself as a hardcore raider, casual player, casual raider? How do you keep all your mouths feed? That's, you know, that's what I call alts and stuff that everybody else has, is all the different mouths you got to feed.
Oh, yeah, I feel like the old woman in the shoe sometimes, taking care of all my characters. But, no, I consider myself just a casual player. I think the raiding has just become a... it's an extension of reaching that end content, so I am at most a casual raider.
So how did the Open Raiding Alliance get started, and when did that start?
Well, my involvement with them started last summer. It used to be operated by a guild known as Almost Epic, and a gal named Evangeline, who... Or Eva Lane, I think it was. Yes, Eva, and they operated it as an extension of their guild. And then when Star Wars: The Last Republic came out, they went en masse over to that game, and ORA portion of it was either going to collapse or someone was going to have to step up and pick it up. And I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And so I told them, well, you know, hell, I can run I can do that. So we started it from there, and that was in December. And so here we are 9 months later.
And how much do you think the Open Raiding Alliance has grown since you've taken the reins over?
Well, actually, we've had some great growth in the last 9 months. We have about 170 individual accounts, and with close to 200 different characters. And so most of those people are one class players who, the whole concept about Open Raid is that you can join us as an alliance without leaving the guild that you're in. And because of that, a lot of people come from smaller guilds and just people who don't really have an opportunity to raid, and they're able to join us when they can and spend as much time as they want with us, and we progress through some of the end content.
And what's the progression been like? What were you doing, well, 9 months ago compared to now? What have you guys tackled so far? I mean, I know where you're at now, but we might as well say what you were at now.
Well, the progression was DOV had just come out. And so people who had done the Sentinel's Fate over there in the Highlands and so on, they jumped over into DOV, and of course we all got wiped and repeatedly, so we knew we had to focus a little bit on trying to do it right. And so we started there, and of course a lot of their people were from that guild, the Almost Epic guild, so that membership left us, and we just broadcast for a couple of days in the channels and got some good players and that fit that need of, you know, hey, it's me and my wife and two other people who have a guild, and we'll never get a chance to go into a raiding guild, and we don't have a strong desire where the gear is the most important thing and you have to step on everybody you can to get it, and that sort of thing. So we attracted an audience that was interested in doing that stuff.
And let's see, the current progression that we've got going now is we're tackling the Underdepths on the weekends and during the week.
Yes, we right. Summertime's been real slow for us, and that's a problem, but it's my first summer with them, so you know, doing something like this, so they tell me this is pretty normal. But yes, we're raiding twice a week on the Underdepths, once at in the evenings and once on in the afternoons on Sunday. And then of course we're running some of the older DOV content on the side whenever we can get. I'm getting a dreadful hiss on my end. How about you guys?
What's that?
You sound fine to us. Do we need to reconnect you?
Well, I don't know. No, it seemed to drop off just a little bit there.
Okay.
But, we do DOV, but during the springtime, we were running 5 days a week, so there's a real interest for it.
Yeah, I was going to touch on, you know, how the summertime is for the most raiding guilds, not only ours, or yours. Well, I'll say ours, because I'm part of it, too.
Well, so summertime hurts every kind of guild. You know, everyone's going to the beach or on vacation, stuff like that.
And all the raids, yeah. There's just no people on. They'd rather be out in the sun. You can't blame them.
Well, sure, of course not. No, and like I said, for us, it's cool. You know, our whole concept is make it when you can and stay as long as you can. So.
Well, I think it's really great how relaxed the raid is. I mean, it isn't. There's been some raids I've been in that are very stringent and strict, you know. But for the most part, we're very relaxed. The whole group of people that go, they're all good to each other. They're fun to be with. There's quite a mix of the people that come to the Open Raiding Alliance from different time zones, levels of knowledge, tactics. We've got people from have been in hardcore raiding that are in the ORA.
But what about different timelines? Do you have any time travelers?
Oh yeah, we have people from Italy and Denmark all the way to Washington State.
No, those are time zones.
You're asking about timelines.
Timelines? Well, you know, some of these people are pretty far out there, so, you know.
Hulk Split is our closest timeliner.
Yeah, we have the pleasure of Hulk's presence on some of his characters. Of course, he's like me. He's got a million of them, so he,
it's Hulk Split and Hulk this and Hulk that and, different incarnations of Hulk.
Is there a Hulk Smash?
I would like to say that that's one of the things that have really helped us as a raiding alliance is the experience that some of these hardcore raiders have brought to us. They've helped us out a lot as far as the strategies and, just basic concepts on how to raid and stuff like that. It's helped us out an awful lot. We have several. We have... Hulk has helped us out a tremendous amount, so has Abaddonix. Several people have helped us out quite a lot.
And it just goes to show that, if people are paying attention and you're using the parser and people have the times and stuff and they listen, as a group, we could do just about anything. It's just, it might take a little practice, but for the most part, we keep getting better and better, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think we're doing splendid, as a matter of fact, and I'm sure when the fall comes and people start settling down, I know.
There's a question in the channel about do we ever have raids for lower-level adventurers?
Well, we haven't, but, of course, we do have a website, and I'm sure you guys are going to tell what that is eventually, and also we have a chat channel.
Well, we can plug them right now. Their website is... oraraiders.guildlaunch.com, and the chat channel is on the AB server, and it's just ORA, and I will link the URL in the channel at least. They've got a forum on there too, and if there's enough interest, then more than likely, I can't speak for you, but if there was enough interest in lower level raids.
Well, sure. As a matter of fact, someone left a message a couple of days ago about running Kern's Tower, and I spoke to several people about doing just that today. So
I would like to go. I've only stuck my toe in that place.
Right. And I've never been there. So
you stuck your toe in and it got lopped off, right?
Yeah, very quickly.
So, there's a lot of content. Just because you're level 92 and you have 320 AAs, there's some people that chase all the achievements they can get. And so, we're interested in doing that. We may have to mentor down. I'm not sure yet. But, I don't see any problems doing... as long as there's interest, anybody can stand up at any time in ORA and say, hey, I want to run such and such, and if they can get the people together, we have no problems going, scheduling it, once again, as long as we can keep our, timers open for, the underdepths at this time, as long as we can keep the underdepths open, I'm really not, concerned about what we do.
Now, the difference between, what I've seen in ORA and other raid groups that I've been able to slip myself into, ORA does not use the DPK system. It's just random 1,000, one time through for your class. If you get something, then you got to wait till everybody in your class group gets something, and then it starts over. Have you had any pressure to start a DPK system for ORA?
There's been some discussion of it, but I'm super reluctant to do that simply because we're not a hardcore raiding guild. If we had 30 people who were dedicated to showing up every day and, you know, wanted to do that, that would be one thing. But again, just the format that we have, we try to make sure that we take ORA people who sign up. Right, and even people in channel, because, you know, like I say, it's not, I don't like to broadcast into the channels unless we have to, but when those people come into, even from the channels, they have just as much opportunity to get gear as anybody else, and we random 1,000 it and by arch class, and of course some of the prime things like the mounts and stuff like that. Well, then we open that up for everybody, and so we're real laid back about that.
Yeah, because usually with the DPK system, you know, you really have to commit yourself to being there all the time, and sometimes I can't do that.
Right, exactly, and you know, I have an opportunity to basically be here most of the time. I do have a couple of people that I lean on for times when I'm not here, and they do a splendid job of organizing the raids, and, you know, they've been around a little bit with us, and they know how we do it.
Yeah, Sierra says the DK, Dragon Kill Points, I'll just say it because I hate acronyms, is unbalanced against a casual player.
And it is.
And I am. I mean, the simple roll for loot method is a lot more easier to deal with. It's more fair. You know, everybody has a shot that put in time. It isn't just, you know, when you go to some of these that have the dragon kill points, it's like, well, I'm here and I'm helping, but I know I will not have a shot unless I come to several of these and get enough points to compete with the other people who come here a lot. I mean, a lot of people like me can't even sign up until like the last minute, and we run in and go, I better sign up 2 hours before the raid. I'll go because we don't know what our schedules are going to be.
Absolutely. And we are, I think everybody's understanding about it. Now, sometimes, you know, we all say that the random number generator, the RNG, is a cruel mistress. And that is a fact. And, you know, that's what can you do? It's just random. So,
yeah.
It's as fair as it can be.
So what would you say is the most important thing to raiding with any group as a player?
Being patient and not being real thin-skinned. Because, once again, if you're sitting in that cocktail party, there are going to be certain people that you think are just charming as can be, and there are other people that are going to be real bored. And you just have to kind of deal with it and not, you know, so don't get excited about stuff. You know, just relax. We're all going to get through this. We're all going to get our loot. If you keep coming, you know, the same loot tables are on every mob. So the same, you know, the same mob drops the same loot every time within, you know, within its loot table. So eventually you're going to get what you want. And if you'll keep coming, we'll keep running them, and you'll be able to, the more, you know, the better loot you get, the better you are as a player. You know, I have a theory. I have a theory about all this, in that every player and your skills as a player, it's 50% how well you play your character and how well you know your character, and it's 25% having masters for that class, and 25% having the loot, the armor, and so on and so forth. You can play your class, you know, to the best of your ability, but if you forgot and left your crafting tunic on when you go into these raids, you know, unfortunately, you're going to get the hell knocked out of you. So you got to have the gear, you got to have the masters, and most importantly, is you have to spend the time and invest the time and learn how to play your character.
And I would also say that being able to listen to instructions and follow those instructions when you're in any raid.
Well, sure, because, you know, we've all seen, you know, or at least many of us have seen five different ways to fight a particular encounter. And all of them are valid, and you might have seen it completely different from the way we do it. But what we do is we designate a usually a strategist, and the, you know, that's usually myself or a Hulk Split. We, and if I don't know the encounter, I'll come right out and tell you, and somebody else will go, oh, well, I've seen it before. And you know, so we're interested in, we try it our way, we try it two or three times our way because we've seen it done. And then if we're running into a real roadblock, we'll ask for suggestion. But you can't have six or seven different leaders. You have to just be willing to try it a different way, you know.
Now, is there any gear or AA or stat requirements that you guys, you know, kind of put your foot down for before a person comes on one of the raids?
Well, once again, we're real flexible. The zones themselves sometimes dictate what you have to be your minimum. Like under depths, you have to be like, for instance, a level 92. And so, you know, and also the zones are putting a debuff on everybody in the zone. So if that debuff is 170%, then if your crit chance is not 270%, well, then you're not going to be critting the whole, you know, often. You're not going to be critting enough. You know, you want to get everything to be 100%. So, but we're real flexible. We take people in with numbers sometimes way below that.
See, now, Jethel, you could come raid with us.
Me? Well, I'll get everyone killed.
No.
Or I'll just spend the entire length of the raid on the floor facing down.
Studying the floor, yeah. Studying well, you the know, floor, there's some yeah. interesting patterns. I've seen quite a few nice patterns on the floor.
No, you guys will be all like, okay, quick, cast it now. Come on, get the tank back up. Heal. And I'll be down there going, let's see, one crevice, two crevices, three crevices. Hey, there's a really nice grout work that was done in here.
Nice work, yeah. Well, you know, like I say, we're real flexible, and the old DOV is much less, those numbers are much less than that. You can be level 90 with anywhere above 200 crit chance, and we can get you through there and get you started.
Yeah, drag you around and kill giants.
You know, you'll get an opportunity to get loot that most of us have already seen. And once again, there's that 25%. You know, you get the armor that you need and the jewelry you need, and it all helps. And once again, I can't say anything more than getting a dormant. You have to learn. If you've got a transmuter, that's great. If not, learn how to transmute on one of your characters anyway, and learn how to adorn on one of your characters. Then, you know, it's not so expensive to keep going.
Or at least get your transmuting skill up so you could transmute anything. And then make friends with an adorner like me.
Absolutely. Lots of people in our raids offer flat, you know, they just do not charge by principle. They just do, you know, they just make the stuff for people that need it.
And then if you need help on the adornments, which ones you should get, you need to go over to EQ2 Wire to the adornment calculator.
That's a wonderful tool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot easier this way to try and figure out, okay, I've got all this gear and I got all these white spots. What can I really put on boots and compared to my gloves and stuff? And it will, you know, calculate how many of the different components you need. It'll tell you the names of the adornments, the whole friggin' thing. It's great. Well, I use it all the time.
Do they have an adornment that allows you to right-click and just kill something instantly?
No.
Well, I'm screwed.
Sorry. you can usually get there.
Yeah, usually we left-click and target Abaddon.
Left-clicking! Left-click! Oh, I've been using my scroll bar all this time.
And there's another thing that you guys need to do if you're interested in joining the Open Rating Alliance is install Vent or Ventrilo.
Ventrilo.
And get it installed and working on your system. If you have problems, you can always go into the ORA channel, and there's always somebody in there that might be able to help you. I know Hulk's really good at that. And get it working. Help you get it working. I mean, you got to have some headphones at least, even if you don't have a mic. A mic's great too, but if you have at least a headphone so you can hear, you're in business.
And there's a reason for that. There's a glitch, basically. It's a problem with the coding, I guess. And there's a loot window that drops when you kill the named encounter. There might be six items that'll drop off of that encounter. And the looter, the person who passes out the loot, you know, we random 1,000, everybody goes, you know, we look at everybody's numbers, somebody wins it. Well, then you have to assign it to that person. And the difficulty is if you use the in-game chat, it wants to reset the loot window. And it does it for a lot of people, so we just got so frustrated with it that we just went with Ventrilo.
And you guys send in bug reports and feedback on that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. You know, it's common. Everybody knows it. So, you know, and I don't know what can be done about that. I think it's because the in-game chat is a third-party situation and stuff, just like Vent, you know. So, you know, it's very low overhead. It doesn't cost a lot of memory. It's very friendly once you get used to it. And it's eliminated a lot of problems, and it speeds up the raid. There's nothing worse than standing around trying to do the same step four times because somebody chats about something. So, you know, it's just easier that way.
I know that they're trying to get the Women of Aura raid going, where it's going to be all women players.
Aura? Really?
What?
I didn't know anything about that.
You didn't?
No, of course I'm a guy, so.
Well, yeah, of course, you're not going to know about it, but yes. We're trying to get an all-women raid of the Open Raiding Alliance. You don't have to be part of the Open Raiding Alliance to come with the all-girl raid. You just have to be a female player. Hopefully you have a female tune. Guys that have female tunes, you do not count. It has to be all females.
Sexist.
Well, no, it's our, we're going to see how well an all-woman raid can do. We're either going to break down and all go shopping, or we're going to just tear the eyeballs out of every mob that we come across.
Or you're just going to kill each other off.
Something around there.
You're wearing the same outfit I am! Death! Death!
If you are a female player your 90s and you are interested,
and just imagine what you can accomplish when, you know, you're not being distracted by boobs.
You know, some of the characters are definitely designed by, you get the impression the guy that designs the women characters is some 15-year-old guy from San Jose, California or something, you know?
Actually, from what I understand, most of the female avatars were actually designed by women.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like I say, I mean, it's, well, you know, it's like me and my barbarian, you know, in my fantasy world, my chest actually is twice the size of my belly, so, you know.
But anyway, ladies, if you're interested in joining us in this raiding adventure, go to the ORA, raiders.guildlaunch.com website, sign up to the forum, there's a thread there about the Women of Aura raid that we'd like to try and get going. You know, if we can't get four groups, then we'll go with two times type instance, and we'll raid, and we're not going to share what we talk about to the guys either.
Oh my god.
See how it is.
So what goals do you guys have for the Open Raiding Alliance for the future?
All male raids. Sorry.
Before we go on, I better say that if you don't want to go to the website, you can always send an in-game tell or mail to Maisie, that's Maizie, or Ravenstar, that's Ravennstar, for more information. So now you know who's behind it all. So now, going back to the future of Aura, besides an all-woman raid.
Back to the future.
Back to the future, yeah. Just to continue what we're doing, to build, to give everybody an opportunity that hasn't had an opportunity to raid, an opportunity to see what it's like and to experience it, and to better their characters as far as their loops and stuff like that, and just continue on, and looking forward to the next expansion, which I guess is in December sometime, right?
I think so. Don't know what it is yet. I know the next thing that's coming up is sometime during this month where they revamp Kinos.
Yep.
I haven't heard anything about the next expansion, have you?
No.
New Zones, I think. I think it's an extension of Western Waste or something.
I don't even remember hearing anything about it at the fanfare last year. I know the whole thing was, you know, talking about the new Freeport and stuff like that and what's going on with EverQuest 3. But I honestly, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just have a gap in my memory here, but I don't remember any kind of talk of a new expansion.
Yeah, I think they were talking about Western Waste, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
in November, October.
Yeah, I think they talked about December because, of course, they wanted to get the Christmas crowd and stuff like that.
Right.
We'll probably have to pay for it, but, you know.
Not if you go to SOE Live in Las Vegas, Nevada, in October.
Yep, they're taking reservations now.
Unfortunately, we can't go this year.
Not this time.
Oh, well.
Next time.
4 years in a row.
We need a break. But we'll keep promoting it.
Of course.
I keep thinking that, they keep going to Vegas. I guess that's because, you know, it's a vacation for those guys, really.
Well, that
is. No, actually, they're
much close for everybody, too. And no, they work full time when they go.
They work the whole time they're there, trust me. We're close with some of the people at Sony, you know, Brass especially, and we wanted to, like, go out to dinner or something like that. They're working constantly.
Really? Yeah, it's all pizza, huh? That's interesting. Yeah.
Oh, no. They go out to eat and stuff like that, but when they do, they all go as a group. And then it's back to the hotel and get back to work. Yeah.
It's easy. One of the main reasons why they pick Vegas is they take a lot of gear. They have a huge room they set up with computers and servers so they can do the live events, the group raids and all that stuff. That's a lot of equipment to haul around on a plane if they take it someplace else. When they, you know, it only takes maybe, 3 or 4 hours
and
from
Vegas is
San Diego to Vegas, and they load up buses with people and gear.
Well, I didn't want to suggest that they were just partying. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
they do party after 5.
Because I have just, you know, you asked earlier what attracted me to the game, and I have had just a layman's exposure to programming and computers and stuff like that, and I just know that there are just literally hundreds of thousands of lines of code to create this 3D world that we walk around in, and that's always in the back of my mind. You know, Sony catches a lot of hell about their game, but, you know, to just imagine that, it just stumps me. I am just amazed. I'm just amazed that I can run from one end of Antonica to the other and spin in 360 degrees, and it always changes.
Well, the thing that got me when I first started playing EverQuest back in 2000 is I'm playing with other people, and they're seeing exactly the same thing I'm seeing, and how the hell does this work? You know,
exactly.
The MMO concept blew my mind when it first came out.
Well, you know, it's like people complain about people stealing their harvest nodes. And it's really not, half the time I've realized it's not really that at all. It's people, you know, there's that lag between what's happening downloading to each person's computer, these packets of information.
Yeah, lag sucks.
So people don't see exactly real time. But it's so close to being real life that it impresses the hell out of me, so.
Oh, yeah, I've ran into two people, me and another person going after a node, and it's like, wow, I honestly didn't see you there until just like a second ago. And it's,
yeah.
And usually if you talk to the person, it's like, yeah, no problem, it's cool, you know, just we'll just try to stay out of each other's way, and, you know.
And I think it's you know, once again, when we first started this conversation, I spoke about waiting 3 months for a computer. It is, if you really want to enjoy the game and really dazzle yourself with everything that they've done to it and the textures and all, you know, it's worth it if it's at all possible to get a good graphics card.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the more you can upgrade it into a gaming computer, the better. You know, and computer prices are going down, and I know everybody's got different circumstances and stuff, but to really appreciate the game
to its utmost,
you need a game that's a computer that's capable of handling it.
Yeah, when I upgraded my computer, I made sure that I got a system that I'm running max everything. The only thing I ever have a problem with is shadows.
So I have to drop everything down to low when I raid.
Oh yeah,
because you know I can't deal with the lag, and I gotta be, you know, spot on at least for my own wants, you know, because I like putting out the damage, and if I lag, my DPS is not up there. So, and I gotta say hi to Hulk Split. Say hi to Hulk Split. He's listening.
Hi, Hulk Split.
Hey,
how you doing?
So, you know, I hate it having to take it all the way down, but, you know, I'd rather take it all the way down and at least experience the zones I'm in than lag out with up higher. I need another system eventually.
Well, you know, like I say, we've all got our, you know, I hate it when real life imposes on your gameplay, but, you know, real life first, of course, but once again, Well, you know, just the difference between myself and my better half, Isolia. She has a dual core, and I have a quad core. And I think, you know, I run better. I have better running speeds than she does. And on a quad core is what? It's only a 2 or 3 or 4 year old concept. So, you know, it's always, you know, advancing. So.
Well, is there anything else you want to touch on about the Open Rating Alliance, or that we haven't?
Well, no, we are accepting new members. Once again, we are rating in content. Although, you know, if you have alts that are lower and they want to, the people want to run raids, I don't have any problems with that at all. And like I say, just give out the have them go to ORA what is it? ORA Raiders with an S .guildlaunch.com. Sign up on the application, we approve it. Then you have to go back to Guild Launch and assign a character or create a character, and then assign it to ORA. And that lets you into our forums, lets you into our raiding schedule, and look forward to seeing you next raid.
Okay, so what is that address again? I'm gonna add a link to kidthecore.org, our website.
Oh, great! It's ORARAIDERS.guildlaunch.com.
And what do people do when they have more than one alt that they can raid with you guys? How do they set that up?
Once you, well, you've created your own account with Guild Launch, which allows you access to all the guilds that use the Guild Launch for concept, and then you create characters, and then you can create as many as you want, I suppose, and then you can assign those to whatever guild you might want them to be in. And in this case, you would assign them to ORA and the Open Raid Alliance. And so you can have multiple characters. Then when you schedule, when you look at the schedule for the raiding and you say you're available, your actual get a menu will drop down showing the characters that you have assigned to us. And then you can choose which either one you want to go with, you see. So.
Yeah, mine's just easy. It's just me.
And,
I am so grateful I found you guys. One of my guildmates, I think, is the one that drugged me to one of yours once. And this was after hanging around at Sky Shrine, you know, trying to get into pickup groups to Under Depths. And, you know, one of the first things I'm asked when I'm joined one of these things is, okay, what's your health? And, you know, your health concerns me, you know. We're not sure if you should be going with us. And what's your crit chance? You know, and all this other stuff. And it's like, fine, I'll leave. I know I'm not great. I don't, you know. And but yet when I went, if you guys, it was just, come on. Like, come on. We're all doing all this over here. Come on. Have some fun with us.
What?
And I was like, oh, that was so nice. Yep. I didn't get grilled about what my crit chance was, my health points, what are you wearing, what underwear do you got on, you know, you can't go with us because we don't allow thongs on the raid, you know, that sort of thing.
I think in the entire time that I've been doing this for 9 months, people who have applied to us, I think I've denied two people, and at that time I sent them an email and explained to them exactly what was the situation. They were people who had just turned 90. They had not gotten any of the Great Divide armor at all. You know, they were still wearing the old Sundered Fate stuff. And I explained to them, you know, the raid, you just will not survive. So go do this, run these quests.
Yeah, see, now that's the difference between you and those other, some of those other raids that I've been in is, they don't tell you that. It's just, oh, you need this. You need to have this, period. Not how to get it or anything. No guidance. And that's one thing I've noticed about the Open Raiding Alliance. There's plenty of people willing to give you help or guidance if you ask, and you are sincere about learning. I mean, I think I bugged Hulk the other day, and I said, I really need help on my adornments. I've got some spots left. This is what I have in mind. And what do you think? And he helped me go through it, and we picked some different ones that are actually better for me, and I didn't think about it that way. So, you know, we help each other out, too.
So, well, then that's the way it should be, isn't it? It's all about just having fun.
Yeah.
And just, you know, having a blast. I'm having a blast. You know, that's why I stay. I love it. I have a great time playing it.
And then sometimes we have PG-13 raids where there's no cussing. And if anybody cusses, we have to pay, what is his character's name?
Blood Stealth.
Blood Stealth? We got to pay the kid 5 plat if we cuss. This kid is rich.
Oh, fuck.
That's 5 plat, hon.
Well, see, yeah, because, you know, like I say, he's the son of one of our players. He's an excellent assassin. He's only 10.
Oh, I see.
He's got blood sport in his blood. I mean, he can, you know, he knows what an assassin does. His numbers are really good. And, but, you know, so, yeah, we just see if he comes on, we say, you know, it's PG-13 and,
Try not to cuss. If you do, you got to pay the kid.
Try not to cuss, you bunch of assholes.
Usually I give him 10 or 15 plat each time. But he's, you know, like I say, never says a word. He's
And his father's playing with him on the raid, is with him in the raid.
Right, yeah. His dad stays with him, and that's the only way he'll do it. That's the only way, you know, his dad wants it, and that's fine with me.
So, if nothing else, it's amusing to see who's going to end up paying the kid this raid. Because it's his lips. You know.
Well, all they need is a beep button, you know? Just beep yourself, you know? That's not hard, is it?
You've got one.
Oh, I haven't had it set up in a while.
Yeah, his dad keeps a good rein on him and keeps him out of the channels and stuff, because you know how stupid some of these people are. You know, some of the conversations in chat just go all, but, you know. So
yeah, things slip into the wrong channel, like that one time.
Like that one time, huh?
It happens all over. It happens in Guild. This one happened in OR. I was like, whoa.
Okay, there we go. So what you need, you just need to, you know, beep yourself every once in a while. And if they don't like it, they can go themselves.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
That works.
Yeah, and if I just sit on it, I'd be just fine, right?
Yeah. Well, Sully, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It wasn't that painful, was it?
No, it was a pleasure, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to log off so that I can listen to the rest of the program. You guys are on for a while longer, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll probably take a music break.
Yeah, we're going to take a music break here, and we're going to be back in about 10 minutes, and we'll continue for our second hour. Thank you so much for coming on, Sully.
It's a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you at the next raid there, bud.
Well, I'll try.
I'll try to drag him along.
Yep, please do.
Drag me kicking and screaming.
Ah!
No! I don't want to raid!
Well, they do need a ranger sacrifice.
Hey. See, that's why I don't go to these things.
No.
I am no one's sacrifice.
G-Jax.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much, Sully. All right, folks, we're going to be back in about 10 minutes. And we're going to... And we have returned.
From where?
From beyond the grave.
I guess so. No, don't start that. People are going to, you know, make jokes about how rangers do that a lot. That's all I get?
Yeah.
You lost the other one.
What, this?
No, mine wasn't that good enough.
No, sorry, I'm sorry. That wasn't worthy of a yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we have other things to talk about this week. Other things. Let me get my notes.
I got notes, too.
I have notes. I have your notes. So let me take a look here. First off, let's hit some birthdays.
Okay.
We have 9 birthdays this week.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We know what your parents were doing 9 months ago.
Seven birthdays.
Still, that's 14 people.
All right. Yes, we all know that your parents were getting busy 9 months, 9 years, and whatever. Senior guide Clarine. Not sure what service she's on, but senior guide Clarine. Bruce Alexander. Nathan Houlihan. Heather Caldwell, Jeannie Jones, birthday this week. Our buddy Rowan, his birthday is this week.
Woo!
Yay, Rowan!
Oh, before you send the trolls out, I got one to add, but keep going.
Okay. And last on my list is Chris Mullinex. Chris Mullinex.
Sounds familiar.
Win-Win's former.
Oh, partner. Chris!
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we need to do a shout out to Scrapers.
Scrapers.
It's okay. An RP player on the AV server.
Birthday this week?
Yes.
All right. So, do you find people? Here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you.
congratulations for living yet another year.
All right. Dang.
Okay, first off, I want to mention that you fine folks in the RPLFG channel, the role-playing looking for group channel, on the Antonia Vale server for a while now, have been enjoying the comic stylings of, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Folodew. As he does the nearly midnight news.
I love the weather. I love the weather part.
The nearly midnight news, a staple on the Antonia Vale server. Well, now you can find the nearly midnight news at kithacore.org. Folodew has agreed to be our new author on kithacore.org, posting the nearly nightly news as he comes up with it.
So this way, if you miss it in channel, you can catch it on kithacore.
Right. So I'm going to, and I have permission for this, I'm going to read an excerpt from the nearly midnight news that was done on June 23rd. The Teamsters had a busy day today at their yearly puppy auction. As per every year, nothing was sold, as nobody speaks puppy. Still, with the invited hooligans, everything was gone by the end of the day. Damn hooligans. They all counted it as a pure success, with some listed for sale. Some items listed for sale from such notable places as a landslide, the one remaining post that did not wash away. Of course, I probably should have read the whole damn thing, so, anyway. Okay, anyway, midnight night, nearly nightly news, now available at kithacore.org. Thank you very much, Folodew, for entertaining us with your comedic stylings.
You're fired as a co-anchor.
Oh! You want Folodew now?
Folodew has fired you as a co-anchor.
Oh, I suck. Of course, Folodew joins the ranks of Cheez-It Nibblebuns, who writes for the site every once in a while. And a note to Lara, who is in the channel now. Lara, I did not forget about your prize from last week. I've just been so busy, I haven't sent it out yet. But I do have something picked out, and I will send that out. I'm going to try to remember to do it tomorrow. And I will try to send that one out tomorrow, along with the one we do tonight, because it's now time for...
Hold on tight, you know she...
Hey! Wait a minute! Alrighty, so you have 10 questions for me.
Yes, you know, this is going to be ugly.
The last time you did this, it was not. It did not go well.
This is not going to go well for you, I can tell you right now. This is from one of our listeners, Gabrielle Matthews. Thank you so much
Gabrielle
for
Matthews.
Guiding Jethel Dragon Edition.
Now, I want to thank you very much for telling me the name so I can hunt them down and kill them.
All right. Are you ready?
Let me make sure I got my sound effects up here. Hold on a second.
All right. Find your sound effects.
Okay, I'm ready.
You sure?
Why not?
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, some of them I didn't even know. But
all right.
Okay.
I'm probably
going to
get them all
wrong. Are you ready?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What is the name of the dragon that has a giant named Major Domo Interferimus for a roommate? And I'll put the name in the channel.
I'm watching the channel, hon. I am going to say... I have no fucking idea. Next!
Are you serious? You're giving up that quick?
I don't go on raids, hon. How am I supposed to know
this
these things?
This is not a raid. You've been down there before.
Major Domo... Oh! Snagafin.
Yes!
All right, next.
Velknor? That's Velknor. Velknor?
Velknor, okay.
You know who that is, right?
I do not.
Oop, Forget the G in the front. Big yellow dragon.
Oh, Vecanor.
Usually sits with its, you know, his paws crossed.
All right.
Okay.
Is that the one with the veil?
No.
Oh.
No, this is all old zones. That should help.
Vecanor. Okay.
He appears in which three zones?
Kidding me, right?
No. If you get... At least name one of them.
Is that the guy that's in Thurgadin?
No.
No.
Old zones.
Oh, old zones. I'm sorry. Old zones.
There's even a picture of him floating around.
In-game
picture.
Sky Shrine?
No.
I have no idea. Okay, that one's done. Next.
Okay, I know you're not going to know this one because I don't think you've done this yet. In Sky Shrine, you give toes and giant helmets to this dragon. What's his name and rank?
Major Fucktard?
I would say he's not a dragon. He's more of a the guy's walking on two legs type dragon.
No, sorry.
No, don't know that one. Okay.
So, at least when I do
too
these...
hard if you guess. Name one of the three classes of mercenaries that you can get in Sky Shrine. I have one. It's a healer.
Warder?
No.
I don't know, hon.
Boy.
Next. Should we just say no to all of them and then just do it like a random 10 or something? God. Next.
Okay. And I don't think you've ever been down in WoW, which stands for Warden of Elementals. It's that bottom great area.
I know what you're talking about. No,
Storm.
I have not been there.
There's a dragon in there.
I
you probably have the head in the hall.
That's
a black colored head.
Entirely possible.
Ward of Elementals, yes.
Ward of Elements. Next. I don't know, hon.
All right, you should be able to do this. And they want you to name four, but I tell you what, if you can name one, we're good.
Why are you doing this to me?
Name one dragon that's in Vishon's Peak.
Silverwing.
Yes! Guys, when you send these questions into poor Jethel, you gotta make them always a little. Okay. And I don't think you've ever done this one either.
I've never done it. I don't raid.
I've never done this one either. So, you don't know what the name of the dragon who is the final boss for the prismatic weapon timeline is?
Let me think about that. No!
You are awarded the suffix title, the Dragon Slayer, from the achievement Flawless Victory in Sky Shrine. Is that true or false?
Sure.
No. A 50% question, and you still got it wrong.
Well, who sent these again?
Gabriel Matthews.
I'll kill ya! I'll kill ya! Next. Or should I just hit the wrong button?
Now, in Sky Shrine, this dragon persuades you to not use the flying mount. What's his name? I don't think he persuades you not to use the flying mount. But. Give it up. Okay. This one you should be able to get if you... Because you've already answered it once, sort of.
All right.
What's the name of the dragon known for eating deviant players on the test server? Or defiant. No, deviant.
Nagavin?
Yes. That's deviant, isn't it?
Yes, deviant.
Oh, I did say that right. So, you got one...
Hey, Gabriel, go yourself.
One, two, three.
I got three?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so the third person to send Elquin Jenna Attell will receive an item from the swag box. Send her Attell. Send it now! Do it!
You're terrible. Okay, the answer to number one. Let's see. Number one, what's the name of the dragon that has a giant named... Major Domo It was
Nagathin.
Yeah, it was Nagathin.
Nagathin. Next!
Okay. Velknor appears in which three zones? The Temple of Kazakhthul, Spirits of the Lost, and Halls of the Seeing. Why is there a beeping?
Because I'm beeping you.
Did they even hear any of that?
I don't know. Next!
Okay, in Sky Shrine, you give toes and giant helmets to this dragon. His name and rank is Lieutenant, and it's Milvin. L-I-L-V-N.
Wait. His name is Melvin?
Milvin.
Melvin.
Not Melvin. Milvin.
No, it's Melvin. Hey, my name's Melvin. Melvin the Mop Boy. Milton.
Lieutenant.
From now on, his name is Melvin. Next.
You ready for the next question?
Sure.
One of the three classes.
Bring it on!
Mercenaries you can get in Sky Shrine. And look what you've done to him, or Jethel. It's a monk, a brigand, and an inquisitor. If you could have named one of those, you would have been fine.
I have a hard time seeing one of those big-ass mercenaries as a monk. What's going to do, a cartwheel and, like, knock down the entire fucking building?
Well, pretty much so. They're pretty kick butt. Oh, my God. Okay. Down in the world of elementals is the dragon Aiden.
A-I-D-E-N.
Aiden.
You know what? His name is Ascian now.
Ascian!
Next!
You got what? Dragons from Vishan's Peak. I will not name all of them.
This inky, blinky, pinky, saddy, dopey dog.
We need to get you out more often. What's the name of this dragon?
And everyone's favorite final
boss for the prismatic weapon timeline. It is Darth
Sidious. Darth Sidious.
It's this name, and I can't freaking
Lord
say
Vader.
It.
Rise.
Come on.
How do you say that?
Darathar.
Darathar.
His name is Darathar, damn it.
Oh,
I knew that.
God.
You're just throwing me off.
I think they just want to hear you scream. Okay.
Lord
Darathar.
Yes, my master.
Oh,
anyway,
my
moving
God.
On.
Are you done?
Not remotely, but go on. Come on, you guys haven't heard me in a full-blown rant in a long time. What's the next question?
Okay. You were awarded the suffix title, the Dragon Slayer, from the achievement...
When you kick some buttocks! Give me a whopper!
Is it true or false? It was false. You get it from a flawless victory in the Rise of Kunar.
Oh, need a nail.
All right. And in Sky Shrine, this dragon persuades you not to use the flying mount.
Because he's a dick!
And I can't even say it, but it's something the ancient. So I'll just post it in chat.
You wanted me to come up with it? You couldn't even pronounce it.
I think it's the dragon you used to ride anyway, so why is he going to persuade you not to use him? I don't know.
His name is Lord Dickissus, all right?
Oh, and you got the last one. That was the name of the
dragon.
Don't
use your mount! Name's Melvin! Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Have you gotten your three tells yet?
Yes, I do.
Who's the winner?
I'm going to tell
you. Say it! Who won?
Your mama. That's the person who won. Congratulations.
Catalia.
An email and game with your name.
I didn't do
and
that
if you
right.
want to send questions in to have either me kite Jethel or have Jethel kite me. Just an email at like gmail.com.
Heart of my mouth is my mouth. You come into the world and speak of the dragon.
And remember, Jethel doesn't get around, so if you don't want him to become a blithering idiot, a raving lunatic, try not to do it.
Oh, brother.
Spring air. Oh, my God.
We need to turn on the AC before we go to bed. It's hot as hell up here right now, by the way.
That doesn't help you either. My God. Okay. So you were fully kited then. You're a drug.
Yep. All right. Well, asking me questions about dragons. I don't know nothing about dragons. I know about being around. Ask me questions about being a ranger.
Go to your notes. Or you want me to do my notes then?
Dear Jethel, I am 5 foot 6 feet inches tall. How long should my bow be? 6 foot six. All right, let's see here. Let's talk about the woman with the world's largest tits.
Oh, good Lord.
We
that
watched
was on
this show.
The health channel?
The health channel called Strange Sex. This week had the Guinness World Record holder for the largest natural breasts in the world. And she's all... The woman was hideous. It was grotesque. And she's all, oh, man, just can't get enough of me. They all love my big breasts. And so, oh, God.
What was her measurements? 104 triple Z.
Yeah, 104 triple Z. That, oh my God, each one of her tits was a separate person.
They weigh as much as a four-year-old child.
It was 75 pounds each, something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. And we had to call Eric into the room just to torture him. Hey, Eric, you're missing boobs. And he comes in the room and he goes, oh God!
And runs away.
And he ran away. They were horrible. I'm sorry, ladies.
I feel sorry for her.
I'm sorry, ladies. Too much is not a good thing.
Well, she's got a condition called gigantismatosis or something weird like that.
Something like that. Basically, she has gigantism of the mammary glands.
And her breast tissue just keeps growing.
And not in a good way. Oh, God. If I can go without seeing an image of her again... Oh, God, it's in my mind! It's in my mind!
If you haven't seen it, just do a Google
no,
for
don't.
It. And good luck.
Don't do it! Oh, man.
She has her own pay waste website, too.
I don't get it. I just don't freaking get it.
Well, you know, gotta make a living somehow. Anyway.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Okay, I already talked about nearly midnight news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on other website news, the onlinegamingradio.com is now even better for your phone. You can now go to onlinegamingradio.com and stream the show or stream the live feed directly from the website. You do not need a separate app. I've set it up. Now, I don't have an iPhone, so I can't test it out on an iPhone, but it should work. You shouldn't have any problems. So onlinegamingradio.com on your phone. If someone has an iPhone and can tell me if it works, that'd be great. But you just bring it up. The logo is there, and right underneath the logo is the streaming thing. So you just hit the play button, and boom, there you go. And then, of course, below that is all the podcasts for download. All right, let's see here. But I was doing a lot of screaming there. All right. You are moving back to Kinos.
Already done.
Oh,
hide whatever, and because I'm back.
She's back, baby!
I don't know what you'd have to hide if I was coming back to Kinos, but whatever it is, hide it.
Anyone trying to group with you because you killed them all?
No. No, I can completed the betrayal last night. I am now a citizen of Kinos once again for the time being. I'm here and ready for the fun that's probably going to come down the pike on the 24th.
Woo!
I want to participate in the new stuff. And I don't want to get trapped trying to change after that, because you got stuck when they did that change.
Oh, yeah, because when they did the change, all of the betrayal quests to come back to Kinos weren't updating. So after all that shit with the Kraken, where I gave Sony hell on Facebook, by the way, you notice that only Brass comes on the show now? I think I may have pissed some people off. But anyway, yeah, after I had my rant on Facebook and stuff about the Kraken part of that new Freeport timeline, I'm like, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm going back to Kinos. And then I couldn't get to Kinos because the things were broken. Anyway, so you completed all the quests. And you're back. Mm-hmm. You had to pick up trash.
I had to go pick up trash. And, and of course, I dive-bombed the Festival of Unity, which is still going on now. I think
the Festival of the Scavenger Unity. Hunt. Yeah, I think Lyra was doing the Scavenger Hunt, and it's probably done by now.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about the fact that the attendance count is down this year for the Festival of Unity.
Well, this is the middle of summer.
Yeah, I've always thought the Festival of Unity happened more in June, and the Scavenger Hunt is still going on.
Yeah, the Scavenger Hunt is still going on.
Happened in June.
I can't remember when it was last year. But, yeah, I mean, we're in the middle of July. People are out on vacation and stuff. I mean, summer is always a hard time for the game because of vacations and stuff like that.
I heard they only have, like, well, that might have been just the initial, but there was only, like, 12 contestants for the jousting.
Wow, that's really down from last year.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you're if you're around the Antonica area, check out the Festival of Unity.
Mm-hmm.
You can find them on Facebook, too.
Yes, they do have a little fan thing there, but I believe the Festival of Unity is on that guild launch site. I'm sure Sarest or Skyheart can link something in the OGR channel there. Where they can go to find out what's left on the Festival of Unity, when you can go, where to go, what to do when you get there. Whose ass you got a kiss? Okay, Trish is saying that the Fey Iron Chef had a great turnout. Okay, it's fou.ravenfire.net. fou.ravenfire.net. There you go. And apparently, I'm going to butcher this name. Iquai won the Fey Iron Chef contest. So congratulations. All right, so that's going on.
So can we talk about the tweet that I saw earlier from Sony?
Go ahead.
Saw a tweet today from Sony Online Entertainment that said, learn more about the lore behind Kinos Rises. And it'll be, Thursday is the 19th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can watch it on Twitch TV. They're going to have a live podcast.
Twitch TV?
Twitch TV.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, when I saw Kinos Rising, I kept hearing the song from The Doors, Mojo Rising.
Mm-hmm.
Kinos Rising. So I'm wondering if they think Kinos is L.A. Woman.
Might be.
Tonica is L.A. Woman, really.
L.A. Woman.
Kinos Rising.
I got that
you
in the background.
You can do better than me. I can't say.
Well, I got it in the background right now.
You do. So what do you think? You think I'm insane?
Probably.
Think maybe somebody down there is a Doors fan, and they thought, oh, yeah, Kinos Rising.
Well, wasn't the Freeport thing Freeport Rising? Or something like that?
No.
It wasn't?
I don't think so.
Pretty sure it was. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Could be right. Could be crazy.
Can you think of any other songs that have rising in it?
Bad Moon Rising? I see Kinos Rising. No, that doesn't fit very well. Freeport would work better for that.
No, I could get it still. I still think of Mojo Rising. Kinos Rising.
Gotta stretch.
So if you want to know what, why, and how, and wherefore, you can always...
And just why is the new Kinos Castle 5 times the size of the current one?
Which means it probably takes up more property land. You know?
I'm telling
but
you.
All, does that mean
no.
all of Kinos is going to be larger?
No. If you look at the picture I posted on Facebook, which just overlaid the new one on top of the old one, the base seems to be the same size. It's just, you know, 3 times as tall. And
it seemed also wider, too.
It could be. But I'm telling you, it's like dropping Minas Tirith right in the middle of the Shire. It's like, hey, what's going on? Oh, God, what's that? I don't know. I mean, I like the design. I just think it's too big. I mean, that's my opinion. But hey, what the hell do I know? I could be right, could be crazy. But it just might be a lunatic who designed your castle.
Trista suffered some after effects after being a contestant trying to poison all of us judges at the Fey Iron Contest.
Uh-oh. Someone tried to poison the judges at Fey Iron Contest?
Ooh.
Well, speaking as someone who's, you know, quasi-evil, that would be the time to do it. But, you know, I wouldn't poison, you know, my... I mean, you know, if I was doing... If Jethel was personally...
Contestant did.
If, hey, contestant did. I mean, if I were to poison, like, the judges in the Festival of Discord, I wouldn't do it with poison. I wouldn't do it with poison. You know what I would do?
What?
Needles. Needles in the pie!
Oh, God, like they did on that plane? Those sandwiches,
oh,
those
man.
Turkey
Where were they coming
sandwiches?
From? Where were they coming from? Germany, I think?
But it was Dutch sandwiches, I think. Dutch turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, someone put
Dutch
sewing
needle
needles?
Turkey sandwiches.
Someone put sewing needles in the freaking airplane food. What the fuck is that about? And how the hell did they get them on the plane? That's what they're investigating now. As if airplane food wasn't bad enough.
Well, maybe they wanted them to try and sew it all back together and create a turkey while in, I don't know.
That's it. It was done by terrorist turkeys!
We need gobbling sounds.
Sorry, I have gobbling sounds, just not readily available. Oh, my back is freaking killing me. All right.
I didn't do it.
No, you didn't. Work did. All right, let's see. Da-da-da-da.
So have you tried playing in one of the dungeons as yourself yet?
I have not.
Player-made dungeons?
I have not. Have you?
Neither have I yet. Supposedly you can. I just haven't done it yet.
All right, let's see here. Dungeon Maker. I'll just...
And while you're doing that, I saw something on Zam. I thought, oh, boy. You know, it looked like there was new Chronomage missions that they were, promoting. But I was wrong. Basically, Zam has a site, part on their, a guide on their site that lists all the Chronomage missions that you can do. There's 37 of them. I think I already did that for our site, didn't I? With pictures?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I beat you, Zam.
By a couple of years, actually.
Yeah. But if you've never done a Chrono mission, it's fun. You get a chance to have a mobby dolly afterwards. I call them mobby dollies because it's when you kill once you kill the mob of the mission, you have a chance to buy a plushie of that mob,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool. And I have all of them stacked up at my house. And they're small. You cannot increase their size, so they're little mobby dolls. So I like them. But once you do the mission now, then you will be able to buy that mobby dolly forever. In the past, once you did the mission, you had 24 hours before you could no longer buy that mobby dolly. You'd have to do the mission again to be able to purchase that mobby dolly. So I'm trying to go back through and do them all again so I have access to all of them again. I got a few of them. It'd be nice if they added a few more.
Yeah. Well, they might eventually.
It'd be interesting. I really enjoyed those, and I will continue to try and, you know, do them. But I believe we have a breakdown of all of them.
Yes, we do.
Basically, in order. So if you take what is currently today, if you take my list, and you start with what's today, which is the Vault of the Fallen, and you put today's date, and you expand it on down, you'll have a complete timeline, and then circle the time, you know, the date back around. Like if you're doing it on a spreadsheet, you'll have a complete timeline of which mission comes up when, you know. Let's put it this way. The Tower of Drafting is the last one, at least in my listing, and that one ends on the 31st of July.
Yeah, you can go to kithacore.org. And you'll see on the top menu, EQ2, and you just mouse over that and go to Chronomage Missions, and we have your write-up on that, or your guide.
And I got pictures of all the mommy dolls. I think I did that for my blog, and I think you moved it over.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, when you go to the Dungeon Maker thing.
Yeah.
You have the choice of entering as an avatar or entering as yourself.
Cool.
And I am now in the Area 51 dungeon. That's one of the ones that won that contest.
Yeah.
So I'm in that one right now with Cheez-It. My trusty.
So you can't take a Merc with you.
Yep. My trusty Archon.
Yeah, you're going to need him.
Probably. Oh, yeah, wandering mobs, and yeah, I don't know if I'm going to survive this one. Give it a shot anyway.
Take a shot at one and tell me how you do.
It's horrible. No, I haven't tried it yet. Mind-controlled corpse. Well, let's just shoot the shit out of him.
And
that one's dead, and I aggroed another one. I'm pretty sure my Archon is going to keep me alive, though, so...
Oh, were they going down pretty easy for you? Are you struggling?
So far, going down pretty easy. Yeah. Yeah, they're going down all right. And good design in here, too.
Good. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go give that a try. I think you probably get the same dungeon marks, I would think.
I'm just going to leave here. I don't want to do this right now. Whoop. Actually, I can't. Well, I can just do the slash house thing. Why do I keep wanting to do slash shout? Slash house and leave dungeon. There we go. All right. Okay, so we only got a few minutes left. Let me check the notes here, see what else we can talk about. Notes. Online Gaming Radio, still looking for DJs. Show ideas, blah, 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 blah. If you'd like to join Online Gaming Radio and do this, or you can just play music, or you can play music with commentary and stuff like that, you can contact us at onair@onlinegamingradio.com, or you can contact me directly, demon@kithacore.org, and we'll see what we can do. I do have one person that I'm in talks with right now that wants to do, like, a music-type show.
Yeah, good.
So... I'll be talking to that person soon. All right. Let's see. You move the keynotes. Festival of Unities going on. Yes, you can play as yourself in a dungeon. And it seems.
And what happens on the 20th? Is that
Moonlight Enchantments? Let me see which one is up.
That's Friday.
All right. Moonlight Enchantments. Let me bring up the schedule. Oh, wait. Moonlight Enchantments is all of them. That's.
Yes.
Right. So Moonlight Enchantments is on the 20th, which is Friday. So Friday, Saturday, do your Moonlight Enchantment stoof. Let's see what else we got here. Oh yes, we have the new Elquinmobile.
which was a pain, and I hate shopping for used cars.
Oh,
I really do.
Oh, no one likes shopping for used cars, hon.
You're you're always worried about what you're going to end up with and stuff. But well, here goes. We ended up with a 96 Infiniti.
Yep.
I-30, and it is going to hit 200,000 miles here shortly. Yes, I did a Carfax on it, and I will say that if anybody needs a Carfax and you can get me the plate and the state, I will get you a Carfax for free. I have unlimited ones. Okay? If I can't do it by VIN. It costs. But with what I got, I can do unlimited plates. And it had a good... There was no wrecks or anything on it. I mean, it had a lot of normal services where it went in and got checked and inspected and oil change and all that stuff. So, but she runs really good. She's clean.
Oh, it's more than clean. It's damn near pristine. I mean,
that's
the whole reason we went with it. I mean, the mileage was a concern, but it's God. I mean, we almost turned it on while it was on. Because it was like, wow, it's on? This thing is so quiet. Yeah,
it ran
so quiet and very smooth. And it's just in immaculate condition. I mean, whoever had it before us knew how to take care of a car. Or at least brought it to someone who knew how to take care of a car.
They took it to somebody who serviced it for them. I'm the third owner. So I just hope I really did good. I ended up getting it from a dealership. Only because everything I was looking at on Craigslist that was, owner. An owner was selling was, well, wow.
God, we went to one place. We're not going to name names.
Oh, God.
We went to one car lot, and it was just horrible. It was just jam-packed full of cars, and no one can get in or out of the place.
No, you had to park on the street if you wanted to see it.
I mean,
all the most expensive ones were at the front on and in the street, and anything that was in my price range, which was
buried.
Or had flat tires.
Oh, yeah, flat tires.
You
know how you get that oxidation on the headlight sometimes when they fog over? Someone tried to remove it with scouring pads. Oh, my God. We left. We didn't even talk to anyone. We're like, oh, okay, this place is just not good. We're out of here. What a dump. Well, yeah, we're not going to mention names. I don't want to get sued.
So I'm just hoping this will last me a couple years or more at least.
Well, just take care of it, huh? We're going to keep up on the oil changes. Matter of fact, just one of the things we're going to do this coming weekend is I'm buying... Actually, with your car, probably won't be able to get underneath it. We'll probably have to pay for an oil change.
We'll have to take it in. They'll do all the full inspection and brake and all that stuff.
Yep. We'll take it somewhere.
So. Yeah, but you and your van and the Jeep need an oil change.
Yeah, Eric and I will do the van and the Jeep. So,
that's easier.
Yeah, just got to keep up on the maintenance, hon. You take care of your car, and it'll take care of you.
Well, that's what the men are for.
Sexist. Right. Anyway, let's see. Last few minutes here. Do we have anything else? 104 triple Z tits.
Yeah, that was a lot of boobage. You could drown in those.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think that's it, folks. We've had a good show this week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to go to onlinegamingradio.com for the nearly midnight news from Philadelphia.
I'm going to try and get Hulk Split on for next week.
All right, we can try that. Online Gaming Radio, now fully available on your mobile phone. Again, if you have an iPhone and you can test out the streaming program there, please let me know how it worked. I don't have one. Liz doesn't have one. I don't know anyone who does.
What?
An iPhone.
Oh.
I want to make sure that streaming player actually works.
Will it work on Androids?
Yes, I tried it on mine. It works fine. But
you want to see if it will work on
an iPhone? Yes. All right. Next week we'll try to have another guest. I will have this podcast up, if not tonight, then tomorrow. If you're a fan of Dead Like Me, the Chiller channel has picked it up. Let's see. Anything else, hon?
That's about it.
All right. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. We'll have this up either tonight or tomorrow, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye, Elkwin.
Bye.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Jeff. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.